I made weed ice cream and I ate it and I watched Love on the Spectrum.
Gets your heart racing.
Can make people do crazy things.
You just feel very warm inside yourself as a person.
And I was convinced. Bro. I was convinced I was autistic.
As far as I'm concerned, if anything, it's actually more of a gift.
I was watching that show high and I was just like, I was like, what do you do if she doesn't like dinosaurs?
What is your favorite thing in the world?
Dinosaurs. I'm into paleontology and stuff like that.
Into what, sorry?
Paleontology.
How do you pronounce that?
Paleontology.
Paleontology. I'm sorry, I haven't heard of that one before. So.
But I'm
what's it?
Paleontology.
I'm sorry.
No, it's all right. It's okay.
Paleontology. Okay.
Yeah.
I was watching
I was convinced, dude. I was like, I definitely have this.
And was fully like, damn, dude, I look like if an Australian is retarded, they just look like me.
Do you want milkshake or tea? A tea? Yeah?
What do it?
I don't know.
Somebody was like, how can you tell if someone's retarded if they have an Australian accent?
This room here is my bedroom, but I actually call it my quarters. It's the main place in this world that I feel safe.
Yeah.
Because they all sound retarded. They're like, rah, blah, blah.
I wonder why.
Because that's the way we've been created, I guess.
And I was like, well, the regular Australians are just like tan, hot people.
What do you think about American people?
Oh, they're f***ing fat c***s. Fat c***s, obese, dumb, and fat.
Yeah.
And then if you're retarded, you just look exactly like me.
You like it?
If you don't look like a model, it's no it's no delineation. Dude,
pale, frumpy motherfuckers that stayed inside.
So have you ever been in love?
No.
Have you been in a relationship?
No.
Have you been on a date?
No.
No, that yeah, everybody's going to be talking about this show. It's literally a show designed for...
humor.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, I feel like it's a trap.
It's weird, dude. It is weird.
It's a trap, dude. I was watching and I'm like... I have pretty loose morals, and I was like, I don't know if you should be doing this, man.
Do you like Spider-Man?
Yeah, I do.
Who's your favorite Spider-Man?
Tobey Maguire.
This is also, like, teaming them up, making them date each other. It's like, dude, that's why we have fucking weird sex perverts.
I thought I was interested in guys at one point, but then I tried watching a little bit of gay porn and didn't work out. And I did not like what I saw.
Just get one dude that's weird enough to fuck like a retarded lady.
I think we do work well together. I'm autistic enough to understand Ruth, and she can understand me back.
And let him take care of her.
True, you think they
can't link
doing...
them both up and then be like, all right, you two figure it out. Yeah. Get a house.
A garden is your own idea of heaven. So of course, mine's going to have a train running through it.
So if you haven't seen it, it's called Love on the Spectrum, and it's just a show, a documentary following autistic Australians.
Excuse me, a second, gentlemen.
Oh, what is that?
It's a plaque. I actually made it specifically for my future wife.
When did you make this?
5 years ago.
But yeah, it is kind of weird, man. The fact that, like, you know, if they're right now saying, like, you shouldn't clap because it could set off someone who's autistic in, like, a public gathering, it's like, oh, but if you want to, like, put them on camera and film them awkwardly trying to date.
Anything you like most other than video games?
Oh, I like using the computer.
Using the computer?
Yeah.
What?
Using the competitor.
Competitor? The computer.
I'm sorry, I don't want to be racist or anything.
What?
As in, you know, you said competitor.
Well, I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm not trying to be mean or anything, but...
competitor?
I'm sorry, but I meant computer. You know, laptop?
The laptop.
PC?
Like my daddy uses.
Pretty fucking nuts, dude.
Yeah, how about the one at the costume party?
Oh, the Comic-Con?
And then
Comic-Con?
They just put him outside.
So, Sean, are you enjoying yourself tonight?
Yes.
Okay.
I only saw the one where he goes to Comic-Con.
Well, I'll be heading off to that autograph and photograph thing.
Yeah.
So, right now.
Ditches his date for the lady from Gilligan's Island.
There she is, right over there. Right over there. Oh dear, I can't believe this is happening.
You okay?
Yep. I can't remember the last time I felt this excited. Yeah. It's finally happening.
There's one that's a girl, and then she went and sat outside with this dude.
How old are you, Sean?
28.
I'm 24.
I'm 28.
That's good.
And they were like, oh, this one autistic girl was dancing, and then another dude came up and started dancing with her, and they were like, and they talk about it. It's like a fucking nature show. They're like, oh, she may have found a mate.
Maddie's dancing skills have caught the eye of Sean, who is also on the autism spectrum.
Out there. And then they put him outside and made him talk. And the kid couldn't talk.
Tell me about yourself. What are some of your hobbies?
trying to think.
Yeah.
Because there's a camera in his face. He's on a date. And he didn't know he was doing it, I don't think. Well, I'm sure he did. But yeah. He didn't, you know, his autism kicked in hard.
Well, why don't I go first? My hobbies include video games.
Yes.
Books and animals.
Yes.
What about for you? What are some of your hobbies?
I'm trying to think.
But he couldn't. She was like, I'll lead it.
Do you like animals?
Do you like cats or dogs? And he's like,
yes.
Do you have any pets at home that live with you?
Yes.
Cat or a dog?
I have a cat. Oh. I have a female cat named Marmalade.
Oh, I saw that one.
She was like, I have a cat. He's like, do you have a cat? And he's like, yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
I do. Yes.
Yes.
It was like, holy shit, dude.
Yeah, that was very uncomfortable.
And then
it's
like, that guy, I don't know if he got paid. And now his family just has to be like, holy fuck, dude. We sent him to the dance. He ended up on Netflix.
Yeah, like having like a slight nervous breakdown.
Yeah, being on TV, just like, I have a cat named Gertrude.
Marmalade.
Yeah, man. Like, holy fuck.
Yeah, that was probably one of the most uncomfortable parts so far.
It was he mean.
Freaks out. And he just goes like, oh yeah.
That was the best part.
Should we head back inside, do you think?
She's like, should we go inside then? He's like,
yeah.
I'd like to stay out. Okay.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, man. I don't know how Netflix is getting away with this right now.
I don't think he wants anybody loud.
Or gothic.
This is, I mean, again, I was giving it the benefit of doubt because I want to watch it, because I'm like, this is kind of interesting.
Every time I go to a wedding, I'm always by myself with no one with me. And it's a bit sad and just feel left out.
Brittany was just like, wah!
Yeah.
I was like, no, it gets better. Come on, Andrew told us. Let's sit through this.
No, it's funny. It's funny.
One of my philosophies is never fall for a girl just because she's hot.
I think that's an excellent philosophy.
I made that up myself.
It's part of the formula. It has to be kind of dark, and then it gets, you know.
Yeah, the one dude's a real Michael, I think is his name. That guy fucking rules.
Love that guy, man.
What's your greatest dream in life?
To become a husband.
That guy rules. He's like,
I've actually envisioned a lot of family members in the future saying these words to my wife after my passing.
What the hell?
When I pass away. I want people to approach my wife and say, nothing made him happier than his wife.
Being your husband, nothing made that man any happier.
Dude, the parents are like, what the fuck? Dude, slow down.
Dude.
This is your first day.
Everyone's parents just laugh. That's the other thing, too. Yeah. It's just their parents laughing at them.
By coincidence, I've already decided on the perfect wedding ring for my partner.
Because, like, they say the weirdest shit, then you have to just be like, ha, ha, ha.
Yeah. Sounds right.
Just like, dude, it's fucking bizarre.
If she's the right person for me, then I'll consider proposing to her.
Okay.
It's good. But it does, you know, it is interesting that, like, you are allowed to do that. You're allowed to be like, we're going to film some autistic people.
Nice. Yeah, that's nice. Yeah.
We're going to raise awareness. How are you going to raise awareness? Well, we're going to make them date and film it and kind of make it awkward.
You know, just trying to find the right person.
True that.
Yeah.
It's like, I like Asians.
Oh, Asians.
Yeah.
That is
if
like,
that one dude finds a bae on the show, basically he's already practicing. It's like, and she will be my queen.
To signify that she'll be my queen, per se.
Yeah, dude. God damn, that show. I was binging some Netflix.
I also like Mexicans. I like them too.
Yeah.
That's going to be a one season done. They're going to do that.
No, that's a fucking hit.
You think it's going to be like a Seinfeld?
That might be a Seinfeld, dude.
I wanted to ask you, when is your birthday again?
I had it on Wednesday.
Oh, yeah. I missed it.
When's yours?
20th of March.
Same month as my cat.
It's going to end with one of them. Nah, never mind. It's going to be a bit of a... These are the, you know, there could be a shooting or something.
Yes.
That would be fucked up, man. No, it's they're just peace lovers, dude.
A very calm and caring nature.
And strong.
It's also weird to see a couple of them that are, you know, because of course it is a spectrum. So some of them don't have it that bad.
Don't get me started on that one guy. Chilling. I got that one guy in my scope right now.
That one dude that's a real, he's like, Casanova.
I love your body.
Thomas, what do you love about Ruth?
She's funny, fun to be with, really smart, a killer body, and just puts up with me.
Yeah, I think the dude's kind of faking it.
I think he's faking it for those tits.
Yeah, he loves my body. That's why he's dating me.
I really do. It's sexy. Sexy.
Yeah, I think he's faking for sure.
Those artist tits.
I was watching it, and I was just kind of like, yeah, this dude doesn't have this.
Likening it to curry, she's a very spicy chicken tikka masala, but I'm a nice mild butter chicken. No, I'm a mango chicken, I've decided. I want to be a mango chicken.
I have an all-star. My all-star is pretty good.
Mine went off the hook when fucking Hannah Gadsby claimed it.
To give you an idea of what it feels like to be on the spectrum, basically it feels like being the only sober person in a room full of drunks.
She claimed it, and I was like, come on.
Is there an autistic revolution in Australia right now?
There must be. You must get decent. I mean, you're getting shows. You must get some clout for autism in Australia.
I may like dinosaurs too, but not obsession.
Well, I'm madly in love.
Yeah, I mean, autism's hot right now.
This dance floor.
In Australia?
It's so in.
It's really.
Wait, they have to change the name to Australia.
Australia.
But yeah, man, I'm a big
Australia,
fan.
Australia, yeah.
Wow.
Thank you.
I'm a big fan, though.
You've on record.
I've been an ally forever.
Been an ally of autistic people forever.
Mm-hmm.
They are awesome. They are very fun. Michael's...
If I actually was dating somebody and I actually entered a relationship and then eventually... married her, I would treat her as my top priority. She would be pretty much my most valuable and greatest treasure of all time. She'd practically be my $1 million.
How do you not love that guy?
An A-plus partner looks like me.
I mean, dude, they rule. Do rule. They're the funniest people in the world to work with. But again, if you ask me, like, hey, man, I got an idea. You want to film them dating? I'd be like, I don't know. That kind of goes against my ethics. I don't know.
Yeah,
that's
pretty intense, bro.
Yeah.
These are my love ducks. If you are single and seeking love, sit them beside your bed and love is sure to come your way. I actually bought them from a store in Newtown 6 years ago.
How does that work contract-wise? Are you able? It's like, does it? Do they understand, like, the point, like, you want to be on TV? They're like, yeah. They're like, do
yes.
you understand?
Yes.
Yes.
Do you understand what's going to happen?
Yes.
Yes.
I mean, I guess anyone takes that risk. You're on TV, someone might clown you. But
true.
It's like, I don't know. I think it's a honeypot.
Yes.
I think this whole thing's a honeypot to catch alt-right podcasters and be like, oh, they made fun of Love on the Spectrum. Take them down.
Dude, it's a trap, dude, because it is such a nice, sweet show.
Even when people deny that they need love, that's where they're wrong.
That making fun of it is bad.
It is so fun. When you watch it, it is so funny.
Also, when they show these people, do they have to play that music?
Michael is getting ready for dinner with Amanda. It will be his first ever date.
You know that, like, almost like comical, like stringy, like... I don't know. Next time you watch it, listen to the music.
Like
they
a
play.
String
Every
band
time,
kind of thing?
anytime they like show an autistic dude like walking around, it's like plong, plong, plong.
I know, I'm coming.
Like this music while this guy's just going about his day. It's like, come on, man.
So you didn't get to the episode of the Chinese dude yet, did you?
How are you different?
I have a different look in my face.
I've seen him kicking around. Don't you dare put that on me, boy.
Medium or spicy?
Yeah.
Like, medium. She's like... spicy.
He's great, dude.
He does roll. I saw him fixing his hair.
You just checking your hair? Looking good?
Good. Look good.
Excellent.
They gave him like the dating lessons, dude. It's so fucking funny, man.
And he has a slight accent. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Say hi, auto do do. Beep boop beep boop beep boop.
So he.
Yeah. Again, this is a trap, dude.
This is a pure trap.
They
dude.
Fucking seized my mind, and I it was just like limitless. I'm like, oh my god, and I was like, I'm not falling for this.
They're like, what's the funniest thing imaginable? I don't know. Probably like a autistic Asian dude in Australia dating show.
You are. What? Oh, that's enough. Excuse me. That's enough for now. Okay.
Enough filming.
Yes. Thank you.
We'll see you next time.
Bye.
Do you want to go inside then? Yes.
Yes.
They got to learn how to throw in the towel quicker on these things.
Yeah.
That one lady had. They almost. The two of them almost had a heart attack when they were both on that date in like a fancy place.
Yeah.
Would you like to take a break?
I'll be back, okay?
Yeah,
that's fine.
Right.
It's fine.
Whoops.
I liked
that girl. That dude, was a good date. That
I was hoping they would link
especially
up.
Especially off the SpongeBob intro they had on the speed dating.
Oh, have any of you seen SpongeBob SquarePants?
Yes.
Oh, dude. I saw her eyeing him up.
And what could be better than serving up smiles?
Mm-hmm. When he was doing his SpongeBob impression and she was like, who the fuck is that?
Mistake. The only mistake I ever made was wasting my life for the Krusty Krab.
She was on a different date, heard a dude down the table doing a SpongeBob, and was like...
She was definitely being like, yo, who the fuck is that?
Who is that star?
Oh, SpongeBob, if only you could see how stupid you sound right now.
They also don't like each other. Every time they all go to date with each other, they're like, man, I think we're just friends. They don't really like each other at all.
Yeah, that's... yeah. Except that one, dude. The dude who drives a bus, is he the one that loves her tits?
Yeah,
He's driving buses? Come on, now.
My job. It's really relaxing just driving around looking at the scenery.
I mean, dude, he's kind of a that guy's kind of fraud. I'm not gonna lie. That guy's kind of fraud. I didn't want to say it, but it's like I watched that and I was like, I think this dude's
think he's fraudulent?
I think he's in autism for the wrong reasons.
I think we do all right together.
I think he's just trying to get ahead.
You don't think it's for the love of the game?
Yeah, so basically I'm fire and he's water.
And together, fire and water, things get steamy.
That's true. That's very naughty.
Yes, it is.
I don't think so at all.
Yeah.
I think he's just seeking fame through tism, dude, like all the other Australians right now.
She takes all my boxes.
How dare you?
No, that was a good show. I'm going to watch the whole thing. I'm rooting for him, man. Yeah. I hope that show works out and arcs in a way where, like, you know, it's good for everybody.
What sort of age group are you interested in?
Can I tell you a secret?
Yes.
I do not mind older ladies.
Ooh. What's your age limit?
70.
Really?
Maybe 60.
Especially when you see like the parents, man. It's like just like come to grips with that and just be like, fuck, what are we doing right now? And it's just like, I gotta talk about SpongeBob for 25 years.
Okay, this is where I excel.
Yeah, I was about to say, that could be a good time.
I was actually,
thanks very much for coming. We'll leave you guys to it.
But dude, it's like...
it's like living with a black kid.
Why do you like to look at people in the eyes?
Because I just want to know they're there for me.
I am there for you.
I know. Bah!
Bah!
My big finger of sex.
Just kidding.
I think you were like this, dude. I was thinking about happiness and how, like, happiness isn't, like, the end goal. Happiness is the journey, you know?
Profound.
Yeah.
My favorite part was when, I think it's my, his name's Michael, right? The main kid. He, like, responds to his mother like he's, like, he literally sounded like a general in the Revolutionary War. She's like, well, what if you don't find someone you want to date?
Mom, I still refuse to take that for an answer.
But it's not an answer. I'm just saying it's a hypothetical what if.
Not what if, it will.
Okay. That's it.
Not what if, it will.
It will.
And he's like, I will not accept that as an answer. I was like, yes, dude. Get pussy.